And welcome back to the happiest competition on earth, episode 4. And I'm back live this week.
Yay!
Or this
and day. The birds are here.
I know, the bird.
Seabird,
actually.
Seabird, Rocky. He has a name this year.
Yes, my dad got Lovebird. So we have a Lovebird now in the back of our recordings. Aww. Since it's only 4:30 my time and the frogs don't come out till about 6:30, so. Yeah.
But still, it adds atmosphere and gives
ambience.
Us
ambience. We're in the jungle.
So, yeah, we have like 14 auditions tonight or today.
We're going to get through as many as we can.
Mm hmm.
And.
Because.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's probably the last one before the auditions end as well.
Yeah. What the hell?
That was my stepfather playing with the dog.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Poncho. Oh, the good chihuahua.
All right, well, I have a time crunch here, so we're going to get this started because I have an hour to record 14 people. So let's do this.
Okay, so in our rush to get this thing going, we forgot to introduce who's up first. So up first is Manamana.
Each day to the steps of St. Paul's. The little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little birds, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare. All it takes is tuppence from you.
And that was Manamana Take 2 with Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins. And I hate this song with a passion.
Yeah, this song does not have a good track record on this show.
But that's okay. Because I like this for you, Manamana. Despite my irritation with the song, I thought this was a much better pick for your tone of voice, because you have the operatic sounding voice, and it fit this song a lot better than Part of Your World did. I thought your emotion and performance was a little bland for this, but I mean, the song doesn't exactly call for a lot of emotion.
Yeah, it's a bland song
to begin with. That was more of like the song's fault than you. But overall, I thought this was good. Manamana. It was a nice improvement from last audition.
Oh, my turn. Yes, I have to agree. I think this works a lot better with your operatic tone and how you sing. It was pretty. I actually like the vibrato in this song. I'm usually picky about that.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, though.
Phil likes vibrato!
Grr. I think, even though y'all said this is a bland song, I think it could be interpreted a bit differently with some of the phrasing and dynamics, so. But yeah, it was pretty overall. Ambie?
Yeah, two notes. One good, one boo. First of all, boo! Label instruction fail, because you did not label the instructions correctly. We put specific rules in to make sure that people are paying attention. You're not paying attention. Ruh-roh. That's just something we try and do to, like, teach you guys. Like, we're lenient with stuff like that, but other people would not even, like, some producers are so, like, intense, like, they would not even listen to your things if it was labeled incorrectly.
Just, like, the practice, then?
Yeah, so that's, like, we're just, like, a warning. Be careful, like, always make sure, and this is, like, an everyone note, make sure to read guidelines. And number two, I basically said a lot of the same things that they did, but I liked how you cut where you did. And you didn't go into the chorus, because that's where people always get sketchy in that song with that, like, low feed
that's
the bird.
Right. Yeah.
So I was really, like the whole time I was like, oh, God, here it comes, oh, thank God you stopped. So I thought that was a really smart move on your part, because I think that if you had gone into that, it would have, like, ruined it. So it stayed really nice without going into that section. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
as a reminder from the last episode, because we didn't mention this yet, we're at the critical point now where you have to have three yeses to go through. It's no more two yeses. gets you through, it has to be three yeses.
Mm-hmm.
Got to know.
So I will start off and say, yes, that's one out of three done.
I'm also a yes.
That comes down to me.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I will say yes as well.
So, good job, Manamana.
Yay, Manamana. Welcome to the competition.
All right. Yay. So up next is Moses X Sandor X247.
Wow. What a mouthful.
This is Caitlin, a.k.a. Moses X Sandor X247, and I will be auditioning for this with the song Be Prepared from Lion King. I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside, but thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions, the lights are not all on upstairs, but we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unawares. So prepare for a chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer. Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but soon you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously squared. Be prepared.
And that was Moses X Sandor X247.
Okay. Good job, Zell.
Wow.
Doing Be Prepared from Lion King. Okay, first of all, you really don't need to do that whole introduction bit, because, yeah, I don't think
it
we ever needed that.
It was a little awkward. It was like, I'm auditioning for this.
Right, okay, now on to the song. Your backside, the side, had an interesting run, and I have something that I'll connect to it later in the notes. Even you can be caught unaware that you could have been bigger. You started to get iffy at around 1 minute, because that's where you had, like, all these weird liberties and change of melodies. But at the same time, you kind of got really pitchy and off, changed keys or something like that. It wasn't evil enough for me. It needed more energy, pizzazz. It was too cutesy for my liking. And it just sounded sung. And, I mean, you have a nice tone, but it just didn't work well for me. Ambie?
Yeah, the pitches were just, like going crazy. Like, there was
a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was, I was on a roller coaster of what is going on here. Like, 1 second it was one key, and then the next second it was another key, and then it was, like, notes were completely different. It didn't even sound like the same song anymore. It wasn't for the lyrics. Like, this wouldn't have even sounded like the right song. And I just think that you picked... You have a very cute voice that this song does absolutely nothing for. Because if you're going to do this song, you have to have that, like, evilness of Scar. Because, like, Disney is all about, like, character and being the character. Yes. And this was, like, choir girl Scar. And that just does not work. And, like, there was, like, very little energy in it. And it just... You either have to do one of two things. Either pick a song that fits your soft, sweet tone, or go with the song and up the ante and go more into a character and go more all out with it. Like, I don't know which would work better for you, but this combination of the two is like a clash, and it just didn't work.
Right. Jeffers?
Basically what they said, it was cute, but, like, yeah, it's not a good song choice for you. That's, like, all I can say, really. Do you think she could use more power in her support? Maybe?
A bit, perhaps, yes.
Yeah. But I think the biggest thing was just your song choice. So, that's about it. I had a maybe, but leaning more towards no, because it was just not a good fit for you. So,
I'm also a no. I'm a no myself.
I'm a no. No maybes, just a no. I'm sorry. But like I said before, you do have a really pretty tone. I just think that this was not a good use of that tone at all. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been better hearing you like on something a little bit more princessy, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she would probably be really good at with this really cute voice? No. Penny. Penny.
Yes, that would be Penny. Perfect.
Good company from Oliver and Company.
Good one, Ambie. That's a good one.
Yeah. Obscure and good.
Obscure.
Yeah. We like that over here.
We do.
All right. Coming up next, another, like, blast from the past. We're getting a lot of those this season so far.
Mm-hmm.
Tiana Shee coming up next.
We got it right this time. Try one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shadowland, the leaves have fallen. The shadowed land, this was our home. The rivers dry, the ground has broken, so I must go. Now I must go, and where the journey may lead me, let your breath be my guide. I cannot stay here, my family, but I remember my pride. I have no choice, I will find my way. Lia-ha-la-le-la. Take this prayer, what lies out there. Lia-ha-la-le-la.
Tiana Shee, back in the auditions again from last year. I haven't seen her since the auditions.
Same here.
From last year.
She made it to Classics Week, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, I started freaking out there. An ad started playing on my computer.
I think she made it to Renaissance, but... Or Legend, I think. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't remember. She made it... But I haven't seen her since then.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I mean. I haven't seen her since then. And then, like, poof, she magically appeared again. Tiana, I don't know how I felt about this. Mainly because it felt like the whole thing was, like, a voice that you were putting on. Like, it seemed like you were forcing the sound out of your throat. And it sounded, like, it didn't sound natural at all. It sounded just, like... The sound was resonating from a very odd place, and it kind of had that, like, a hint of that singing with a stuffed up nose quality, but I think what it was that your throat was too closed the entire time.
Yeah, and that's right.
Like, as I was going through, I was like, how can I say this? And it's like, your throat was really closed. And, I mean, there was occasional times with, a glimmer of a decent tone, but then you would come back in with this, and it just completely distracted the entire thing. And it's not a safe way to be singing. Like, that can really damage vocal cords to sing too much like that. And I don't know. And then, like, so on top of that, like, some of the pitches seemed off at times. So, Jeffers?
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of technical notes to give, but I agree with Ambie. Something about the tone doesn't quite sound right. But that aside, I think you could have used more emotion and pain in the song, and especially like a little build into the chorus, because that's when in the original anyway, the music surges upwards and the energy really picks up, and I didn't quite get that in your audition. But I do think it was a good choice for your overall voice and the way you sing, so... Yeah.
I think it would have been a good choice for her voice if she didn't sing with that, like, awkward closedness to it.
It had potential.
Like, it looked really good on paper, but it...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the execution that failed.
Yeah. Zell?
Okay. All right, so I have to say what I just said. What did I just say? Okay, never mind. Okay, I have to agree. It was a little too low. It felt like you were forcing it. Because on the lower notes, it just sounded like you were trying too hard. For me, we're a little too close to the mic or something, because I could hear, like, mouth clicks and, like, breaths or something like that. The word dry was iffy. I think that's the word dry. I think it had potential had you not done what you did with your voice. I did like that you had some dynamics in your audition. And that's all I really have. Because I have to agree with a lot of what they said on the vocals.
So, yeses and noes?
I'll be the mean one. I have to say no and dash your hopes before. I have to say no. I'm sorry.
No, I was also a no though.
Like I wouldn't feel right sending someone through on something that sounds so painful, like, and could be harmful to them in the long run. Like, I want to hear you sing healthier and with a more open throat in the background, in the back of your throat, like a more open sound.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing forced or really clenched up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're clenching, something is wrong. Unclench. Like, let it all go.
Yeah. It hurts. I know.
See, bad Rocky's mistake. In the background agreeing, too. Rocky's agreeing back there.
All right. So, moving on.
Yeah, that's right, Rocky.
Yeah. So,
she's talking to the bird.
We have Heartless Masquerade up next.
He says, let's go.
Ooh, yeah. Now listen up. You've got a lot to learn. And if you don't learn, you don't eat. But if you're tough and always use your head, you'll be right at home on the street. When you've got talent, everything is free. Watch how we do things, ooh, I guarantee you're gonna see how the best survive. We're making art out of staying alive. If you do just as you're told, these are the streets of gold. Every boulevard is a miracle mile. You'll take the town and you'll take it with style. If you play it brave and bold, these are the streets of gold.
That's Heartless Masquerade with Streets of Gold and from Oliver, which,
yes,
love that movie.
Yeah!
That was cool. First thing I have down is, wow, I love your song choice, Heartless Masquerade. Like, I never hear anyone sing this, and I'm glad you did. And my second note was, it almost sounds like you almost have a voice almost like a young Maddie, or like another singer named Sasuya, but let's see. I thought you had good power and energy in your audition. Sometimes it sounded like your vibrato was a little heavy for my liking in certain parts, but overall not too bad. And a few of your low notes sounded a little like it was pushing the bottom of your range, and there was Take It With Style sounded like the pacing was funny, a little strange. But overall, I like this a lot, and your energy was good, and that, like, really made it for me. Zell?
Okay. First note, all in caps, I love this song, OMG, 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 OMG. All right. I have this next note underlined with an exclamation mark in bold. Energy! Okay. Also, I have to agree with Jeffers. It was a bit heavy on the vibrato, but I think with music it might be covered up a bit. But I do agree with him on that. I can actually understand what you're saying in the lyrics, because with the CD or with me, the vinyl, I have to listen to it a wow. lot of times. I have the vinyl.
Yeah, Zell listens to things on vinyl.
If it's on vinyl, school. I'll get it. And yeah, I think gold was one of the notes, like, was one of the part of the notes of Jeffers for, like, the lower notes, because the last gold was a little iffy. Not, like, really big, just a little iffy. But overall, that was awesome. It was like a bang of energy, like, energy drink right there. Ambie?
Yeah, it was like, pow! Yeah, I loved it. I thought it had great energy. I personally like the vibrato on it. I thought that for this song, like, it kind of needed that little bit of it, because I thought that it added to, like, the swagger of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I wrote down, like, great swagger, and I thought that it, in a song like this, it fits. Like, a heavy vibrato doesn't fit all the time. I thought that it fit kind of nicely here.
I liked it to some degree, just a little too much for me, but I liked it for the most
part.
And
I think it'll be working better when it has the music behind it.
That too, yeah, because vibrato really stands out on its own when there's not music there with it. But, I mean, all I really had written down was great energy and great swagger, because I was just sitting here enjoying it a lot. So, great job.
That's the key.
Yeah, and I'm saying yes.
Same here, yes.
I'm saying yes, too.
Three yeses. Welcome to the competition. Heartless Masquerade. You are in. Exciting. We doing all kinds of singing and such.
We have to record earlier more often.
Well, I'm excited because I got a job today, so I'm all like, yes.
She's working for a big old giraffe.
Yeah, I work for. First, I worked for a mouse. Now I work for a giraffe. What's up with me working for animals?
So speaking of animals, never mind. Next up is Fairy with her second try.
Okay, she specifically wrote the strawberry fairy on her file this time. So it is the strawberry fairy. Yes.
Oh. Okay, strawberry. Yes.
She was fairy in the last episode because she wrote fairy on it, but this time the file actually says the strawberry fairy on it.
Okay, the strawberry fairy it is.